Na-na-na-na. Me and Steve are on the way to Oakhurst. Na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. A lot of rednecks gonna laugh at our jokes. Na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. Or they might try to sell us a bag of coke. Wayne's World. Wayne's World. It's Steve Lee time. Wayne's World. Wayne's World. It's Steve Lee time. Kidney stone.
All right, guys. Guess what the fuck is going on. First road trip of the year.
Woo!
Steve Lee, Zach Elk, featuring, I'm headlining. This is the shit we all dreamed about, that we've talked about, that we worked so hard. And I promise these guys, you know, when I get these opportunities, you know, we're going to do it together. And here we are. And on top of this, my man Steve Lee has got a kidney stone.
Yeah, and driving.
And driving. He's got a pill box that has all the dates from Monday to Friday.
Tuesday, you know, like those old people.
Yeah, they were the old people with the medication on Monday. And fuck, dude. Like, how's... Okay, so if anyone's out there has a... I've never had a kidney stone. I know people. My dad's had one.
Yeah.
How do you develop that shit?
Okay, so basically you eat a lot of shit, especially salt or... you know, like that kind of chemical.
Salty food.
Yeah, and then you don't drink a lot of water to flush it out. And also, some people, kidney or the chemistry of their body is easier to develop that stuff. So, gradually, it builds up. And imagine all those salts and all those things build up in your kidney. And they become little, like, sandy rocks. In your fucking kidney. Think about it.
Yeah, so your kidney is what produces piss.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when the filter out all these rocks, and it builds up in your kidney, and once
so there's a rock in your pee hole.
Not yet. So in my kidney, for now. I mean, no. Actually, what happened is, you start peeing, and you see a little brown in it.
So what does it feel like?
Okay, so the brown means. The rock, they build up big enough, they broke away from your kidney.
Okay.
And it scratches the surface. So you start bleeding a little bit. And you don't feel pain at the time. But then, now I'm feeling pain because the rock, the stones, they start going into the pipe. That's when it hurts, dude.
So is it in your pipe?
Yeah, you know, it's going down.
So does it your dick hurt or does
okay,
your...
So it's going to eventually go into...
Your dick.
My bladder, and then from the bladder go into my dick. So there will be like two, three... I had it two times.
It reminds me of like pinball. Like it's like shots into your bladder.
No, pinball is smooth. Imagine a rigid rock.
Oh my God.
Little piece of rock in your fucking dick.
So, guys, you hear that? Do not get rocks in your dick. Drink water. Don't eat. What are you fucking... It's all that chicken feet you eat all the time. All that Hong Kong food.
No, actually, I don't have a chicken.
Oh, what do you think it is that
fucking... I don't have a kitchen, so I eat outside a lot.
So, what
and
do you
probably
eat?
They probably put a lot of salt in their food. You know, when you eat fast food or, like, cheap food, cheap Chinese food, then, you know... You gotta have a lot of that.
Yeah, my sodium's really high, my cholesterol intake. I actually, at my age, I take blood pressure medication.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's because, you know, the majority of Americans eat salty foods.
Yeah.
And honestly...
Shit.
When you do go vegan on a plant diet, not to say, look... for whatever your reason may be, you really can eliminate all these problems straight up. Which
I mean, you cook yourself. That helps because you know like how much salt or other stuff that you put in.
Why do we fucking put so much salt on everything?
Because it tastes better, man. Of course, it tastes better. That's why we do it.
But why is it like? Why is salt man made? What is it? Who made salt?
It's from water. It's from the sea. It's from the ocean. Ocean has salt.
Why is cum so salty? Is that, does our ocean in there come?
No,
to?
I mean, actually, we need these minerals. We need some of these.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, back in the caveman days, we drank from the stream, and the mineral comes naturally from the stream.
Oh, right? Wow.
But they don't like, build up like that. Like, modern days, we put a way more.
Way more. I mean? Yeah. Okay. Wow.
That's how we got all these fucked up
So your stone is from it's a big salt rock.
Probably. If salt with other shit.
And it goes away eventually, right?
Hopefully.
So
okay, hold on. Okay, let me tell you. I posted on Facebook and all the comics who got it start talking. It becomes like a support group.
Oh yeah, remember when I got Bell's palsy? When I got Bell's palsy, yeah. I was scared to tell anyone cuz I was ashamed. And this girl at work, at the gym, was like, "You don't know who else might be going through it, just share it, your experience." Yeah. Dude, I put it out there. Everyone's mom got it. This guy got it. Yeah. Jimmy Shin got it. It's like, whoa.
It's like masturbation, right?
Yeah.
Before you tell everybody, you thought only you were doing it.
Yeah.
You thought you were the only favorite.
Well, you know what's cool about stand-up? Is when you realize how all human we are. When they relate to your experience, that's when you realize we all do the same shit.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, a lot of people kind of think alike. You know? I don't know.
Well, we have the same need, you know? We have similar need. Anyway, back to the fucking stone.
So you've been depressed, you said.
Yeah, dude. Imagine, like, we have stomach ache. Like, you imagine you ate something shitty.
So you feel like you have a stomach ache all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, so your stomach hurts right now.
Like, there are different degrees. So right now it's level 2. I can't handle it. But when I drink a lot of water, actually when I don't drink a lot of water, when your pipe dry up, the stone got stuck in your pipe.
Jesus.
So it's like bumping your pipe right now. Like, that's when it hurts really.
I like how you're explaining this, like, your fucking, your dick is like some, like, faucet. Oh, the pipe is connected to the,
it's a pipe, you know, the air filter.
And there's a thing stuck in the pipe.
Yeah.
I just picture Mario going down there.
Exactly.
Swimming in your balls or something.
It is. I mean, like, it is.
Mario would go in the pipe and go swimming. In Super Mario?
I wish, dude.
Did you ever play that game?
Yeah. I mean, like, the worst part is not actually the rock in your dick. The worst part is right now, like, when the stone kind of sliding through the you know, like, the... How do you call that thing from your kidney to towards your bladder? There's a thing... That, you know,
the dick vessel.
one of those.
The dick shuttle.
So right now it's hurt the most because it's not all wet. It's dry sometimes when you don't drink enough water. So it kind of like it goes all night, dude. It's like you feel like you have a stomach ache here the whole night.
So are you like holding your stomach in pain? Can you sleep?
If I don't take painkiller, I would wake up with that pain.
Why don't you... Have you tried marijuana?
I'll get too high, though. You know what I mean? Like, I still want to do other shit.
I think you should do...
No, actually, I got a doctor prescribed meth. Like, the kind of people go...
Well, I'm not lying. You should probably smoke a good kush or medical... No, I'm not lying. Like, it really relaxes you.
We'll see. No, I have those painkiller. And it's not one of those over-the-counter ones.
It's like morphine?
Yeah, it's like strong. Like, people rob other people for that shit.
This is the shit that, like,
yeah, people got high in the Midwest, that's that shit.
This is the stuff that people take with a sleeping pill and die. With, like, fentanyl or something?
Yeah, exactly. But there's different milligram. So the milligram I got is slightly bit lower level.
Yeah.
But if the pain goes worse, I have to go back to the doctor, have him tell me, you know, give me the one that you'll get high
on. So, like, can you drink soda or anything? No, huh? Bad idea.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's your body. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can do all the wrong things. You can, like...
It's true,
I don't give a fuck. but it's my body.
So I'm with Steve on this, man. For people listening, it's so important to take care of your health, because I got out of something pretty bad, and I didn't think I could ever get that sick. And for me, it was I was doing too much and not resting.
Tell them what happened.
So it was like that. It was like it felt like almost like Walking Dead. Like I got bit. So I was on a date, and this girl, I kissed her. And at the end of the night, you know, good night. And then the next morning, I got this like really bad infection of like...
Dude, what kind of kiss is that?
It was like...
from a vampire kiss?
Yeah, it was like a hepatitis kiss or something. Yeah, I got sick like very... Well, first of all, my throat got really enlarged.
That should be a song for that kiss.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift, like, last kiss. Fucking. Yeah, so next thing you know, like, I get really sick. I get all the flu-like symptoms. I get this really bad infection called shingles in my ear. And then from shingles, it got into my facial nerve. And infected that from this whatever virus I had, and then that shut down your facial nerve, which is called the eighth cranial nerve, controls the emotions in your face, from seeing to eating to talking. Just it's like you know what it's like. It's like a remote control on a TV, and you smash the control. So now you have to go and like manually put shit in. And that was my face. Like I was in
like jam. It's just fist his mouth.
Yeah, so like I became paralyzed on one side of my face. And Steve saw it. How bad was I when you remember?
No, actually to be honest, I guess compared to you, like I've never seen you being so unhealthy like that. The right side of your mouth, was it right side?
Yeah, I was bad, wasn't
it? Your mouth was like...
Remember I kept throwing like, up sneezing at the...
Yeah, I was actually scared.
Steve thought I was going to die, and then I got so mad at him.
When I was a kid, I went to school for disabled kids.
Yeah.
That's how bad. Like, I've seen all kinds of disabilities. Like, that scared me. Think about it.
So, Steve, So me and Steve are we go
mountain.
We're still in the mountain.
Yeah. So once we pass the mountain,
we're back on the podcast.
It's on and off.
So guys, sorry.
Wait, where were we? Did you hear?
I didn't get to hear. Oh, God, like this sucks. We keep doing this podcast. It keeps going in and out because we're going through the hills, and reception gets cut off. It's one of those hills where you ask yourself who would live here.
No, you know, like, picture in the Midwest. You know, this is the Midwest.
It reminds me of, like, the Oregon Trail.
There you go.
Like, you're in a fucking carriage with we're gonna settle here. Like, you didn't even buy land.
No, white people love that shit, man.
Like, you just settle down and shit.
Yeah, white people love that shit.
Remember back when we used to, like, like...
No, but I thought you were from Colorado. Colorado is like this.
No, but I'm thinking, like, this looks like Western.
Like, no, it is Colorado. Colorado is like this.
Yes, it is Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado is
very... Don't you get homesick, man?
Fuck no. Fuck
Why?
No. What, I miss looking at nothing? Dude, Colorado's boring. And, look, I guess the difference... in Colorado is and in California, LA is. I like diversity, man. Oh, I like, you know, in Colorado, I was really singled out as the Asian kid that got picked on. That.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, and it was really obvious that I was not American to these kids. You know, and it was. It's so weird how we just the people act like that. Like, just the way, like, if you look different,
you gotta talk
you're,
about
you're being, you're,
you gotta talk about this.
You, if you look
oh,
different, did he see you speeding?
I slowed down a little bit.
I don't think you were going 80.
No, I was.
Did he see you?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Dude, that's evil.
No, I think you're good.
Okay.
He looked like he was gonna, like, go, huh? It almost looked like...
No, he was on the... He was inside the fence, so I think he's okay. He's not out there, like, really chasing people.
You made it act like he, like, dropped his coffee, like... Speedometer went off, like, oh shit, like those movies.
No, actually, one of my best friends back in the days, we were doing comedy, and he told me a story. He was driving really fast, like 90 to 100.
Yeah.
And he's racing with a Lamborghini guy. They were doing like the back and forth.
And then,
no, actually, it was before that. The cop stopped my friend. So my friend was like, fuck.
How much fast was he going?
Must be. I think it was like 90 to 100. That's a lot.
He was racing a Lamborghini?
Yeah. He was just fucking around. He's like a...
What kind of car did he have to race a Lamborghini?
Well, you know, one of those... a little fake... You know, like the fixed up sport... Little Honda. You know what I mean? He did some racing before.
He had that... you know what he had? Like, you know where the most... confident motherfuckers in driving, like trying to racing,
yeah.
Mexicans. not like Mexican American. I mean like the Mexican paisa Mexicans with the fucking Nissans with the rims that are popping out, and there's like a sticker that says "Made in Japan," powered by Mexicans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those guys will race anybody. Like you could be in a F1 race car.
Yeah.
And that Nissan will pull up on you with this like shitty turbo exhaust pipe.
Yeah. And that's what actually my friend was stopped by the cop, and then my friend's like, fuck, this ticket's gonna be fat, right? It's gonna be bad. And the cops, and then like they already pulled over, and then all of a sudden there's a Lamborghini, whoop, just like that, next to them, whoop.
Wow.
And the cop was like, all right, do you know what Christmas sounds like? You're lucky. And the cops left, and he went after the Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, fuck the Lambo. Dude, people in Lambos are assholes. I'll tell you right now, you either have a small dick.
Okay, let me see.
Look, I'm not hating. I want a Lambo, so I could be that asshole. But I used to work at this cell phone store.
Yeah.
And there was this famous... Las Vegas painter. I've heard of, if you guys ever heard of Michael Goddard Art, anyways, he pulls up to the cell phone store. Check this out. Parallel double, like, you know how you, the handicap, you go in and there's, he drove in parallel.
Yeah.
In the handicap, but not, like, instead of being in horizontal, he was vertical. So he took the handicap and a regular sign. So it was
he
like
did it on purpose, right?
Yes. Of course, a cop fucking within 2 minutes he's in there looking for a phone.
Yeah.
Cop's like, who's the owner of the Lambo? Guy's like, that's me. And he goes out and they start arguing. Why are you arguing? That is so obviously wrong. You can't side park. Past a fucking, like, a handicap. Like, it's tic-tac-toe. Like, it was just something a guy in a Lambo would do.
You know?
And, of course, there's no sleeves on his shirt. He came out with the shirt, sleeves ripped off. But, like, purposely ripped. And then another guy who had a Lambo, we were at my friend's bachelor party, his own friend who came. We're getting the cars, like, all taken out, you know, in the valet. The Lambo pulls up.
Yeah.
He spends like 2 minutes revving us.
Yeah, that's what they
like,
do.
Do you have to leave that way?
They do have small dicks.
Like, why do you have to leave valet with the... And there's like gas in my mouth. Like, dude, you're a friend of us. We're not that... You don't have to flex on us. We're at the same party. Oh, I don't know.
No, you know, I know. Actually, I haven't finished the story, bro. You know, okay, so you know what? So after the cops went after the Lambo, right? And then my friend got out, all right, started driving his car. And then after 5 to 10 minutes, the cop pulled over in the Lambo, the same Lambo. So the cop got him. And then and then my friend, he's a dick too. So he slowed down and opened the right side of his window and yelled to the Lambo driver, "Merry Christmas!"
Oh my god.
And a cop smiled.
The weirdest thing I've ever had a cop let me go was I was speeding one night, middle of the night. I got a fight with my girlfriend. Probably went 55 on a 30 or something.
Wow.
But I get pulled over. Uh-huh. And I actually, at the time, I knew how to, like, make shit up.
Yeah.
So I pretended to cry. Uh-huh. I was like, I don't know where she's at. You don't know where, who's at? My girl, she just jumped out of the car while we were driving. And I was like, I don't know how to find her. I've been looking for her all night. I'm fucking, like, just breaking down.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, you know you're speeding. I go, yeah, but I'm not thinking rationally, officer. He's like, okay, I'll be right back. He goes and takes all the information.
Yeah, check your info.
I'm not lying. He comes back, he goes, all right, I've been there before, man. I've got into it with my girl. I understand we have these moments. But I got you on the thing, speeding. So I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, I kind of feel, and it's the holidays, and I go, I don't know, I don't have money, and like, nah, nah, nah. And he's like, well, how much is a push-up worth to you? I go, what? A push-up. It's like $10. He's like, how much is a speeding ticket? I was like, I don't know, $400. He's like, all right, well, pay me in push-ups. And I get out of the car.
Dude, you had to talk about it.
And I do 45 push-ups. And he goes, great. And he lets me go.
Dude,
$10 a push-up,
you
dude.
You have to talk about it.
So good. Yeah, this was an old fucking...
You have to talk about it.
When, tonight?
Whenever.
Maybe I will tonight.
Because 45 minutes... If you do well in the beginning, they'll let you, you know, tell a little story. Yeah, just give them a story, man.
I think I was writing out what I'm going to do, and I'm going to tell the jail story. I'm going to tell getting caught story. Anyways, so that was my cop. You have any cool moments with cops?
No, they're bullshit. What the fuck?
They ever pull some nice shit out for you?
Did you get us a...
Yeah, no, because you slid off to the other area. Are they usually pretty cool to you?
No, they get...
You're a disabled Asian.
No, they get me.
They get you pretty good?
Yeah, because I drive like an asshole back then.
Is it because you're disabled that you need control?
No, they didn't know before. But I drove like an asshole before. And...
In San Francisco?
No, like, you know, like, when you do a road gig...
Yeah.
If you drive faster, you can save like 10-15 minutes, like bathroom breaks. And then I got addicted to the speed. And I got three, like within I think 3 years or 2 years, I got 3-4 fat tickets.
Did That's you pay them all off?
Yeah. I mean the worst part is I'm like 2 points off from
getting my license.
Yeah.
So you can't.
So that's when I realized, shit, I have to have my card and get to all these shows.
Yeah, you can't fuck around.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
But all you have to do is not go fast.
I mean, you know, like you once you're addicted to a certain thing, a feeling, you lost your rationale.
I'm not a race guy at all. I've never fixed my car up. But I happened to have a car at 1 year that looked like a race car because it was just like built that way. And I remember always getting challenged. Like, come on, man, let me raid. You're like, dude, no. Are you going to pay the ticket? Come on, man. No, I'm not. I don't need it.
You do look like that
this
kind
is
of guy.
This is not Gran Turismo,
no,
dude.
No, you do look like that kind of Asian guy.
Yeah, I look, it's funny because I look like that type of Asian, but I am so not.
I have a story from my teacher. One time he looks like a dick too.
Who, me? I might look like a dick.
No, like what, back then. And then they were in a red, you know, a red light.
Uh-huh.
And then my teacher was like, the other car, they were doing a whoop. You know how they call that? How do you call it?
Revving.
So then my teacher is doing that too. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And then it was still the red light. And my teacher put on reverse. And his car went. And the other car went forward.
And then it hit.
And then, yeah, exactly. Oh, the other car hit that car. And so my teacher was playing that guy. He's like, fuck this shit, idiot.
That reminds me, my friend got a new car. And then my other friend, he didn't know how to drive, was just fucking around. He was like, oh, let me just try it out. Let me just pull in the driveway. And he drove the car through the garage. His first car he ever got. First day. The friend does that. And it's already in the auto shop.
How old was he?
We were all like kids. And I remember he told me not to tell. I guess my friend who crashed the car was so embarrassed. He told my friend whose car it belonged to, don't tell anyone what I did. Who's the first guy he told? Me, right?
Yeah.
So then we all hang out, and, you know, I just made, like, little inside jokes, like...
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, he fucking just got so mad at my friend. You were not supposed to tell anyone! You fucking had, like, just... Well, dude, you crashed this car. Why are you mad? I would put that on fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Oh, that's the Mexican right there.
Oh, that's the Narcos. So right now we're passing these fields that look like
the farm.
Show Narcos.
We are passing the
like
farm.
They're growing a cocaine plantation. And there's guys being taken out into the ranch and being executed. What is that? Fields of what?
I don't know. Probably some kind of fruits.
Is that a fruit? Yeah, it's kind of cool when you see agriculture shit happen. Like, this is a whole thing we'll never understand.
Yeah, you can smell it too.
That's like created by someone, you know, like having the format of all the things.
Yeah, you see where our food comes from.
Yeah, but look at how perfect all these trees are grown.
Yeah.
Like, someone grew that.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything.
Yeah. Actually, in Japan, how they teach little kids how to appreciate their food is kind of fucked up, the story. So if you're an animal lover listening to this, just pause or fast forward.
Okay.
So the class, the little kids, like 7 or 8 years old, all of them will go feed a pig, and we'll raise the pig together. Like this class, this couple of months, your job is to raise this little pig. And all of them got feelings for the pig. Because they see him like every day, right? They feed him, like they're like friends now, you know? And then guess what happened?
They kill him.
Exactly. And no, I'm not done yet. So after they slaughter the pig, they have to eat the pig for lunch.
What? At that point, it's so cruel. You're like, really, dude? Just eat a fucking salad, man. You know what I mean? You gotta befriend him and then eat him.
Yeah.
What if we did that to each other? Like, oh, that was a great show. Start fucking bludgeoning your head. And fucking roast you.
Yeah,
it's
like
Zach
how they teach the kids. Hey, this is life, you know?
This is how you treat people. That's so fucked up.
No, actually,
raise the pig and
actually,
then murder
that,
him.
That guy who drives the Lamborghini friend, that story, that guy, he actually, that's how he was raised. He's Puerto Rican. He grew up in a village. And the same thing. He had to go through the same process. He has to feed the pig. So after a couple months, he's like friend with a pig and all that, right?
Yeah.
And then there'll be like a coming out ceremony. And how they did it is, all right, that day, that morning, wake up, everybody came up to see, to surround the pig. And then the adult had the, like a wag with to my friend.
Yeah.
All right, now you're going to kill the pig with the wag. You gotta whack the fucking pig,
you
dude.
Have to whack him?
Yeah. Jesus. Don't like...
Like with a little hammer?
Yeah.
like whack-a-mole
like a
at...
a big piece of wood.
You know, it reminds me of the games at those adult entertainment places where the little mole pops out of the hole and you whack him with the fucking big hammer
and
mallet.
Blood is splashing on your face and you love the pig. And then all the mixed up feeling, dude.
Dude, that's
this
so
is fucked up.
Like,
dude.
Would you do that to your dog? Like, oh, it's my fucking.
And then you have to eat them.
Yeah, but what's the difference between eating a dog and a pig if that's the case? Nothing, right? It's just
yeah.
What?
It's like it's fucked up, dude. But some culture, they raise their kids that way.
All right, I'm going vegan tonight, guys. Seriously, fuck. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not vegan, but I respect it because of the level of discipline and insight it takes to be a vegan. But it's just so hard for me sometimes, you know, because I love the taste of steak.
Yeah.
But it's
I
like
I just have it once. No, I'm gonna eat that steak in front of you tonight.
Yeah. So we're gonna get lobster tail steak. Well, I was gonna tell you. Do you eat all crazy before, or do you wait till after? Because I would imagine eating a big ass dinner before.
Depends on if I have a choice. If I have a choice, I won't eat crazy before. I will eat something so I have enough energy on stage. Because when you're up there for 10 minutes, it's okay. It doesn't make any difference. But when you're up there for 20 minutes or more, that's when the difference comes in. You gotta have energy.
Yeah, we should probably all take like a nap before too.
Yeah. And don't go all crazy like, oh, I'm on a treadmill for an hour.
No. No, I'm not doing any work. Maybe I'll skate around again.
Like a jacuzzi, you know?
Jacuzzi. I hope me and Stevie get laid tonight.
No, I'm all right, man. I'm cool.
I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
I have this kidney stone. It's not gonna.
He's gonna give him a kidney stone. But if you were to have sex with someone, could they get a kidney stone?
No. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria. No, it's like my dick don't function as well right now.
Yeah. Anyways, and about the lay thing, you say that, but the truth of the matter is. Even when I did the road for 10 years with the tattooing, I got lucky maybe 3 times. Because you grow up thinking your life is going to be like a movie. Like you exchange numbers at a bar.
Yeah.
And then like later on that night, you're making like passionate love in like some hotel room. Yeah. And the, you know, the color is red or something. And then it's not like that. You know, you think. Everyone's like, Wang, when you go on the road, you must be mean. I go home.
You're like fucking all these bitches, right?
I just shake everyone's hand. Oh, you did good. Oh, thank you. And I get in my car and drive home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Think about this as our job. When you go to your work or go to like another job, all you think about is, hey, how do I get laid? You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't even have sex with coworkers.
Yeah. And then, no, you're like coworker or customer. Like,
a coworker, customer. So, okay, so if you sleep with someone from the show, is she a customer?
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking my customer.
Yeah, right?
How many people out there have sex with your customers? It sounds weird. It is technically a customer.
No, even for me, I had sex with a customer. No, I had. No, actually, she asked me. She asked me, like, hey, we're fucking today, right? I told you that story.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever tell the story here?
Yeah,
on the podcast?
I did.
So, a long time ago, Steve, was it a comic or just a chick?
A chick. No, actually, my fan.
He had a fan. He drove her home, and then she said, we're fucking tonight.
We're fucking tonight, right?
And then Steve was...
Within 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, I was like, no.
You and guys like my dad would say no.
No, I guess because it's like the traditional Chinese thing. It's like, do the right thing. You know what I mean?
Do the right thing and go home with blue balls. Like they say do the right thing, but they're out there paying for it. Fucking exactly. At the massage.
No, that's why we
with
go
their
to
wives.
That's why they go to massages, because
is that doing the right thing?
Yeah,
though,
exactly.
With the wife at home and the
exactly.
kids.
Exactly. That's how you get it out.
That's so not right. He's not right. Oh man. So we got like 2 hours left. We're actually on pretty good time.
Yeah, if we hit like a good are we gonna pass by Bakersfield?
I think so.
Let's
Bakersfield, we'll take a break.
Okay.
I kinda wanna get like a Red Bull or something. I'm starting to get a little tired.
Even you're sitting there.
Dude, I've been up since Thursday to now doing shows and not sleeping, and then
what, you didn't sleep at all?
So Thursday I had the show late at night. I gotta wake up and then go work with the skateboard company. Then I have to go teach kids. Do you know how much energy that takes? You have 15 to 20 little 11-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming, throwing shit at each other. Miss Juanita is a bitch. Watch your mouth, Josh. Like, just that energy in itself is, it humbles me.
Yeah.
I have to tone it down around these kids. I can't even match their energy. But I feel like I take their energy with me to my comedy show. Because when I have to do a show,
yeah.
I go straight from being with kids.
Yeah.
So you can imagine I'm already in front of people all day. And I'm laughing all the time because the kids are funny. So...
How many hours are you teaching them?
3 hours a day.
Oh, that's good. That's a good amount.
So I work at the other place 4 hours, then 3 hours with the kids.
Oh, that's like your dream. You landed two.
So 4 hours, I get to skateboard for 4 hours on an electric thing. And then all I do there is basically like marketing, reaching out to people who want to skate the board. I go skate with them. I do all the PR shit.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm done with that, I go teach the kids how to skate. And then when I'm done with that, I probably have like an hour to chill or
is
eat.
Is he making money though with the board?
Not yet.
Not yet.
He's making money with another company. We're starting up here.
Okay.
That's where I come in. That's why right now I'm trying to figure out what I can do to maximize this guy's potential.
Maybe do you need to go to like a conference?
No, it's finding influencers, people with heavy social media following that can do direct marketing to their following.
Oh, that's smart.
That's the easiest way right now.
Wait, how's your gig right now? Like the social media thing. You said you got that gig.
Oh, that's the skateboard thing.
No, I mean, I thought you
oh, yeah, that live, that one's good too, but that one, once so I also get paid for live streaming, but that doesn't turn on until I turn it on. Like right now I can press play and we'll get paid. But I've been so tired with everything. I don't even have time to do that sometimes.
Well, let's do that tonight.
Yeah, so... we'll definitely do that tonight. And then... Yeah, we gotta do a live... live as fuck. But the thing is, majority of the people who watch are from Asia.
Oh.
So it would benefit me to learn Chinese.
Oh, okay. No, I can't speak some Chinese.
So yeah. I gotta get Steve on here.
I can help you out a little bit.
I appreciate that, dude. Alright guys, well, sorry to cut this podcast up in so many like random.
That's good. Like I've done
Yeah, it's kinda like a 3-part
yeah,
series.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are getting like a docu series. road gig with Steve and George. And
you know what it's like to drive in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere. I mean everyone's been there, road trip, big fields. Everyone looks like, you know, they're selling drugs, like to Pablo Escobar.
Like people missing teeth.
Yeah, missing teeth, white cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
What else?
And then Mexican.
John Deere tractor.
No, actually, they're not Mexican anymore. They are
Guatemalans. Guatemalans. Baskets. Little baskets. What else?
Denny's.
Denny's.
Yeah, Denny's would be like their best restaurant.
Denny's and what else? Circle K gas station with a Taco Bell inside. And you'll get a cool pair of sunglasses, you know, for $9.99 off the little spinning thing. So that's where we're at. But we are currently a few hours away from headlining or doing this show. And we're going to check back in. But just want to say thank you guys for joining us.
How do they follow you?
You can follow me on... oh, I got a few plugs. I have a big show February 8th at the Ice House, Stage 2 in Pasadena. We're sold out, so you guys can't come even if you wanted to. But you can follow my social media and see a clip. It's George Wang Jr. on Instagram. I also have a paid live feed on an app called Live Capital AF. You can download at the iTunes store. I do a broadcast show on there as well called Hang with Wang and Positive Prank Calls. If you guys are familiar with the Positive Prank Calls from my Periscope show, which I'm going to lead into next, that is also another thing. And Steve, we got any dates other than today?
Just follow me on Steve Lee Comedy. Dude, I'm like the worst period in comedy right now.
Well, it's because he has a kidney stone, but once he pisses that out, he'll be back to normal. And yeah, other than that, we are going to get back on the road. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Wang's World, it is party time. I am out of here. Where's my intro outro music? You got any outro music? Radio stuff?
You mean like, no. You mean like God music? Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's our outro music. Alright, this is when you know you're on the road. When the, when you're listening to like some rap song and it becomes this.
I love it.
This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little like reggae, like ska in there. I just picture like a shitload of guys with trumpets.
Like
right?
a cheesy Mexican bar. They play this on.
Like a white couple with like a floral shirt on. Oh, there's the Denny's, dude, and the Vagabond Inn.
Yeah, right.
Alright, so you're sick and you've seen all these sick kids?
What?
You said you're seeing all these sick kids?
Where were we?
Sorry guys, Zach called at the middle of our podcast and he's the other guy coming on the show. So we're... If you guys hear like a brief cut out...
Well, we were talking about you. You were...
Well, I was sick, but you said you were... You grew up and disabled, all the sickest kids.
I saw people with weird cerebral palsy. Like the whole body.
So you were in special ed classes since like
no, the whole school are people with physical disability.
So you went to
So it was kind of fucked up back then.
So it was like a Professor X is
yeah, exactly.
Like
because we couldn't get into normal school because if we get hit by other kids and we fall down.
Yeah,
we could sue them, so no school wanted to take that responsibility.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fucked up. So
you guys were like...
In Hong Kong, there's no equality, that kind of laws back then.
So you're just like fucked up kids.
Yeah, there was 6 months that my mom couldn't find any school for me.
Jesus.
So there was finally a social worker told my mom, hey, we got this, you know, school for disabled kids. And my mom didn't really like the idea, but she was like, all right, I got no choice. So she told me there, it's like, the school is pretty nice. It's sponsored by the JFK family, John F. Kennedy family.
Yeah.
So it's okay, like, it's okay nice. They have like a small swimming pool. They have like a physical therapy department.
JFK family.
So John F. Kennedy.
No way,
in Hong Kong, they sponsor my school.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was one of the best back in my day.
So it was a nice school.
Yeah, it's a nice school. They have, think about it, a swimming pool, dude.
Well, most schools have swimming pools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have swimming teams.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Dude, I know school the fucking skate park in the front.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm thinking yours like indoor or something, huh?
Yeah, indoor. So anyway, so I was like, we've seen all kinds of disability. And what George has, I was like, damn. Because you went down really quick. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't see you for like 2 weeks, and then you were like that. I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, he saw me like, you know, it's exactly like.
Imagine cerebral palsy, but only half your body has it. And it's like he's possessed.
And I couldn't stop coughing.
And then, like, I think you said something like, you ate something and then you get choked.
I threw up all over the table and on Steve a little bit. And it was bad. I kept hyperventilating. And
okay, how did you feel?
Terrible. That was the worst I had ever felt in my life. I felt like I wasn't in my body. I wasn't in control. I mean, fuck, you can't open your mouth.
You can open a half of your mouth.
Like one, imagine half of your mouth you can use. And then one eye was... I couldn't skate. My balance was completely shot. And I couldn't talk, so no comedy. All you could do is read and masturbate. And like, you know how boring it is laying there all day knowing you can't do anything? I don't know how people stay at home all day. I was losing my fucking mind. But physically I wasn't able or capable to get out of it. Like mentally, I wanted to do all these things, but physically it wouldn't even allow me if I wanted to. I was so sick. It was bad, dude. Never felt that in my life.
And then when we had lunch, I was like, try to cheer him up.
Ripped into him.
You know how comics try to cheer up other comics?
By joking around?
Yeah, we make jokes about each other.
So right? He made a joke and I got offended. And like fucking yelled at him.
Actually I wasn't scared because you're sickness. I was scared because you can't take a joke. Like, that's like the number one thing comics are like.
He's like, he goes, you are really sick because you would laugh at that before.
Yeah. I think I said something like, don't even remember what.
No, you said, hey, you're like this for a day. I've been like this my whole life.
Yeah, I've been disabled my whole life.
And I go, you know what it's like to be fucking normal, dude. Which came off very mean. And then I started choking on my
filet fish.
Yeah, my
your
soul
fried fish.
Filet of soul, fucking cutlet. It had this like weird breaded thing. And here's another thing: you can't swallow shit, so food would get stuck in my mouth. So for 3 days there was a cutlet in the back of my throat.
Oh shit,
dude! You know how annoying it was? All like and my landlord would call and be like, can you stop making that noise? It was like, dude, I was really depressed. And I was hurt. And the girl that, you know, gave it to me, I remember just sitting there wishing the worst.
Oh, by the way, no. The worst is, you had that hiccup.
Yeah,
the hiccup just doesn't stop.
Yeah, so I read in a, because I wasn't used to that feeling, I went into a very deep depression. And when you're have deep depression and high anxiety, one of the symptoms is hiccups you can't stop.
Wow.
So that was.
I think it's actually the hiccup caused you throwing up.
Yeah. I kept hiccuping, dude. For like, dude, we were hanging out at least a good 30 minutes and like.
And then, yeah, you start doing that. And then we were eating ice cream.
And then we got this bomb ass, like, shaved ice cream that was like the world famous. And I'm chowing it down and just threw up in the fucking store on Steve, on the fucking owner, on the credit card machine. And yeah, Steve took me back, and I like went back.
I think that's what I really worried. I was like, oh man.
Yeah, Steve was like not used to me like that. So
imagine like you're one of those like cool skateboarding dude, good looking, and then you know with a great body, right? Hanging out at the club, you know, you're like you're the alpha. And all of a sudden, within 2 weeks.
Well, that's the thing. Like that. Well, think about all these people that have maybe passed. Like, I know famous people that, you know, got cancer. Or, I mean, that's even... It breaks my heart when young people just are gone,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like the Paul Walker thing, you know? You're just like, wow.
What happened to him?
He got into a car accident.
Oh.
And people were already doing, like, Fast and Furious jokes. Did you see that? No. It was, like, it was bad. One comic put a funeral car. But Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh shit!
That was
that's
bad.
Funny.
It is funny, but fuck.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Too Fast, Too Furious
with the fucking funeral car.
Oh my god, that's actually really funny.
It's really.
It's too soon, I guess, at the time.
It's fucking way too soon. But it's like there's always that guy who has the balls. You know, there's, you know, look, I know there's comedians on stage, but I feel like there's the same type of guy for Facebook postings. Like he needs to be like that first to do the dirty joke and get everyone uncomfortable. Because I have this guy, it's like, I follow this comic all day long. He's putting the worst shit on my feed. Like jokes about sucking dick and swallowing, like. Like,
you know, like
all good birds swallow, and it's like
you know, like high school humor.
Yeah, like high school trashy
middle school
trashy meme humor, yeah. Like all day long.
Like, and, I mean, it's okay to make that kind of thing, that kind of jokes, but it's like
it's okay if you.
It was like after 2 years, you're still doing that. Like, come on, man, just like fucking grow up.
Okay, so I have a friend, and he's on social media. He's on Facebook all day. He posts every news story. You know this type of guy, right?
And they get no likes, right?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's like I was like, you know, I don't even watch the news anymore. Yeah. I watch Channel Sham. Because on Channel Sham, I get every live chasing. Mm-hmm. Like, not everyone likes his post, but he gives me so much information. And I'm very appreciative of it. Because it's like he's working around the clock for free. You know what I'm like? You should get a job at the news station. You're better than those reporters. He gets to fucking, like, the chases before it gets on the TV. He's already got it streaming. It's fucking 11 a.m. You're at work. Like, I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking, like, damn, man. There are a lot of people that devote their whole lives to Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, actually, I used to when a little bit, but when I realized when you have deep depression, you try not to go on social media like that. You know why? Because everybody wants to brag about how great their life is, right?
I think I've made people unfollow me.
The more you look at it, it's like, oh, I have a shitty life. You know what I mean? It fucked up your mind even more.
Well,
like when you already have depression.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
What do you think? I think depressed people are just guys who don't fuck.
No. I there are a lot of people who are depressed. They're successful. You know, Robert Williams.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys that don't fuck. I didn't mean it.
It's
that
a condition.
Way.
Anyway, so. Yeah, I mean, health. I guess, like, it's a sign of us getting old. But, like, you have to realize, like, there's so much great thing you want to do out there. And then if you get sick,
you can't do any of it.
Shit. Like, it doesn't matter how ambitious, how disciplined you are.
Okay, we're passing Magic Mountain. Have you ever been to Magic Mountain?
No. You know what? Okay.
Can you ride roller coasters?
No, actually, have you heard?
What?
People who have kidney stone. It will help if you go on a roller coaster.
You wanna go to Magic Mountain on the way back? I'm serious. Let's fucking get the kidney stone out. Imagine if you went on, we went on the loop and the stone flew out of your mouth. How fucking sick would that be? Like, damn, dude, it's true. You want to?
No, I'm good, man. No, I don't think.
I want to go to Magic Mountain. We're literally next to fucking. Do you guys know Magic Mountain is?
Is it right here?
Yeah, it's right there. There's the fucking entrance.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I didn't know that.
Imagine if we just ditched the thing, went to Magic Mountain. I was like, where's the headliner? We were like, oh, I couldn't make it. Just posters of me and Steve on the fucking Viper trying to get his kidney stone removed.
Yeah. Let's see my condition tomorrow.
I mean, well, are you going to be able to drink your drinks, your free drinks tonight?
I mean, if that's the case, I was drinking a lot.
Dude, this place that we're going to, they're actually known for their food. Because I looked up on, like, TripAdvisor. Yeah. And
it's a resort, right?
Yeah, it's got, like, 5-star. Oh, but I did hear some... I did hear some backlash on it. Yesterday, I did the show, Ventura Harbor, and the guy who booked me is Adliner, Phil Medina. Shout out to Phil Medina. He's like, oh, good luck with the race. Good luck good luck with working with all the racists out there. And I'm like, really? He's like, right when you walk in, there's a big American flag with deer antlers. And I just told Steve, I was like, that's good. Like, we're going to bring them diversity.
No. We'll make them feel like, oh, I'm not racist tonight.
Yeah. We'll make them feel very, like, connected. But you know what I love? It's like, that's our shit. Because Steve has a whole bit about living in Kansas.
Yeah.
And they go...
I'm used to, you know, people like that, too.
His joke goes, they go, hey, man, speak English. And he goes, so I started talking this way?
Can you imagine?
I think that's gonna fucking floor up.
Can you imagine an Asian guy having a Southern accent?
Yeah, me and you can. You actually do it pretty well.
I don't understand why all these people talking shit about rednecks.
Yeah, you have a good intonation. I have one too.
To me, it's easy. I don't know for some reason.
I'm a truck driver here. Old phone call pranks. I'm a truck driver.
I'm a truck driver. Supporting Donald Trump right there.
So we would do these phone call pranks where Steve calls like a totally like
a redneck truck driver.
Yeah, like
trying to get a room.
But he's so racist that he demands to see like papers. Yeah. From the maids.
I'm just wondering if you're anyone working in your motel have any illegals?
Yeah.
I don't want them floating my bed.
Do you mind if I see the proper documentation? And these people are just like shocked.
No, actually, it's funny. Depends on where you call.
But didn't we get some like that agreed with us? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. We call, like, let's say, like...
And we're Asian people!
Like, no, like, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Like, or, like, you know, these kind of Midwestern places. We call them, and then, like, sometimes they'll go, of course, like, we don't have people like that here. You know, like...
Yeah, we don't have people like that here.
Or the most is, like, we get Indian motel owners.
But here's the thing. Like, everyone gets all crazy about, like, oh, that's racist, or... I mean, can you blame a fucking town full of rednecks who have never seen culture?
Yeah, exactly.
And the only thing you've been exposed to are, like, war movies.
Exactly.
Of your dad fucking fighting the evil Japanese. Like, they don't know what to expect. They weren't taught that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I live...
You should have a gym for that.
I live in a Chinese area where it's, like, it's so fucking weird where we're at that, like, no one understands us. But I get it. I get why that old Chinese guy, like...
Because you grow up in Colorado, right?
Well, I'm starting to realize China... Because now I'm working with Chinese people. Direct, from China. Uh-huh. And one thing I've noticed is how horny they are. And how, like, they pay... Okay, let me get... So we're in Vegas for a big consumer electronics show.
Yeah.
And the guy I'm working with, he's this, he's this business owner in China, makes a lot of money. I'm his brand ambassador. I help, you know, promote his skateboarding company. So he texts me late that night when I got work. George, I need you to do me a huge favor. So I'm thinking maybe he needs me to contact some leads from the show. You need me to, you know, email the technical support. I need you to prepare some girls. My friend wants to fuck. And I was like, wait, my friend would like to have sex tonight. And I go, okay, let me just call my resources. Like, I'm not fucking, you know, too short. Like, I got bitches on hand.
No, actually, the funny thing is, you do look like that.
He's like, yeah, my friend.
Because you got tattoo.
He's like, my friend wants to fuck. He's horny. Like,
no, it's funny. Like, you got tattoo, and then, like, your boss is like, you do know that kind of people, right?
The truth is, fuck nothing. So I go, I don't know. I was like, can he Google hooker or something? Hookers Las Vegas?
It's actually illegal to do it in Las Vegas.
I think it's legal.
It's illegal.
Okay. So he's like, you don't... He really wants to...
Tell him to go to a strip club. The bitches, if they ask the bitches, some bitches will go with them, but they gotta pay them, like...
Well, it checks out. We did go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went in a fucking limo, everything, right?
Oh, fuck.
We get escorted to a strip club where actually my friend hosts a comedy night.
Oh.
So immediately coming in. Dude, I don't know what is going on. I don't know if it's because my hair is long or I... The minute we go in, there's four of us.
Yeah.
Every fucking chick sat on me and was like trying to get me to get the dance.
Yeah.
And I had no money. So it's not like I don't want to. I really want to. But I just don't know how to bullshit my way without looking like a cheap fuck. Like, so they're on me. Come on, baby, let's go back. And
because you're kind of good looking.
They're spending so much time trying to get money on me. I'm like, wow, this is better than the lap dance. I got 20 minutes of you holding my face and... you know what I mean? Like, fuck the laugh dads. I just got 25 minutes of free, like, tit in my face. And one chick just went, fuck it, gave my homie a dance.
Yeah.
And he's like, and didn't pay. She just starts dancing on him. It was really weird. And he threw her $5 and that was it. But we were like, they were horny or something.
No, because it's part of the thing, doing business in China, is that's how they bribe other people.
Yeah, they were telling me, goes, you know, in China, you know, America's so boring. In China, you have fun all night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right now, you go home, sleep.
Yeah.
And now we get massage, fuck the girl, then go have beer and dinner next night.
Yeah.
I'm like, get massage, fuck the... Jesus.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, and it's so casual. You fuck the girl. Fuck whoever you want.
I work in China a little bit, so I have to learn this kind of culture to work well with your coworker. They would teach you. They would take you to these kind of places. And there were times, like, when you have contractors, you want them to do a better job, you take them to these kind of places.
Yeah, he was telling me.
Yeah, you bribe them so they would do a better job.
So exactly, he goes, you know, this is how we do business.
Yeah.
You know, all of us go to massage, get massage. You know, we all take the girl back, sleep with the girl, fuck the girl. Then we go sing karaoke. I was like, wow, what a fucking great night of friendship. Just like... We're gonna go eat, we're gonna go sing, we're gonna go fuck, we're gonna get
the definition of work hard, play hard.
Dude, it's just like, wow.
That's work hard.
What an amazing night. Like, you know, you see those Bud Light commercials where like they spend the whole day?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, dude, so apparently what I'm learning too from these people I work with in China is like how much they hate. Like, not hate, but they think America's boring as fuck.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah, I notice over there it's just.
But here's the thing: if you got scammed by people, your money is bye bye. You know, because there's no rule and protection.
Oh yeah, that's what happened to my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny you said that. So my dad made a fortune off doing during the gaming days when. He owned the buses that took Chinese people to Vegas.
Oh.
So he would fill the rooms in Vegas.
Wow.
And he was making a lot of money.
Oh, you do know Vegas.
So.
You do know.
So long story short, when 9/11 hit,
yeah,
it ruined everyone. No one wanted to travel.
Yeah, yeah.
So my dad took the money to business to China to get into the steel. Chinese people are always the same shit. It's either steel, like some sort of metal, or like it's like some random fucking thing.
Yeah.
So he's getting into the steel business and the ancient rock business.
What?
Did I tell you the story? He came home with a rock. That this rock you don't even know. This rock is gonna change our lives. Like this rock supposedly like was around before Jesus was born, and he straight goes, I need you to call every museum. Like up and down the California, and we could go to every museum and show them the rock. So here we are going up and down like the coast to the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about the rock except this paper he has in Chinese. So could you imagine trying to explain to a fucking historian? So what year did the rock come from? I don't know. It's like old. And it came from China.
Jurassic age?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, Dad, you can't expect me to, like, know this thing. But he's, no, you smart. You talk. No, do you need to know shit about the rock?
Yeah.
Just weird, wacky Chinese investment things.
Very third world country.
And then, you know, next thing you know, the guy ran off with all his money. It was all bullshit.
Yeah.
And so my dad went down to the guy's factory. My dad is old school, you know. He takes some hammers, starts smashing shit up, you know, like breaks his window, all this, everything, like just to prove a point, like don't fuck with me, where's my money?
Yeah.
And this guy hired gangsters to go beat my dad and his employees up.
Oh.
So they jump my dad. One of my dad's secretaries permanently semi-deaf in her ear.
What?
Yeah, and that's why my dad came back to California. Because he had heat on him.
Oh.
And this was about 10 years ago.
I mean, you know, that's the thing about doing business in that kind of places. You get a lot of, you know, fun thing.
Fun?
You don't know.
Getting
you get
kicked
to do
in the head?
You know, the nightclub part, you know? The nightclub, you know, all the corruption.
There's no, what is it?
There's no
regulations.
Yeah, there's no protection.
People
want to run. You can't sue them, you know?
Even sex, there's no protection.
No, there is, actually. I know those bitches.
And they always say the same shit to me all day. Because, you know how they know me for my video and take me out?
Yeah.
So I'm chumming shoulders with some of the top and brightest engineers in China. Like, I don't know if you saw the Transformer robot.
Yeah.
They're going to go on Shark Tank. And they called me and they're like, George, I can't talk English, but I want you Shark Tank for talking. I'm like, I'm not going to go on there and sell the rock like for my dad to them. It's going to look bad. Give me information. Like, I'm just going to, hey, guys, hi. I need to learn all about this product. But anyways, they all know me from Take Me Out. They go, you not in here in China, you know you're very famous. Everybody watching the video, you rapping and taking me out.
Tell people what happened. What that is.
Okay, so I did a dating show.
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a dating show 6 years ago. It was on Fox 11. And
George Lopez.
And I did a rap on that show. Okay, the long story short, it's a dating show about a guy who goes on a stage, 30 women with buzzers. If they don't think you're cute, they buzz you out. It's like Jeopardy, but if they hit the button, you're out. And it's just to keep them turned on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it shows really famous in Asia and Europe. And they brought it to America for one season. It took over the American Idol time slot. So it was prime motherfucking time.
Wow.
And I went on there as a comedian, but did not tell them I was a comedian. So they thought I was going to be like, you know, cynical, shy, you know, introverted Asian guy.
Was it 10 years ago? How many years ago?
It was about 6 years ago, but at this time, I was prepared.
Before, they had the Crazy Rich Asian thing, right?
Yeah.
Where Asian guys are being seen as not sexy, all that, right?
I go on there, and I fuck them up.
Wow.
I mean, I'm, but it's from comedy.
Yeah.
I'm able to flip the girls' response. You know when the girls talk shit?
Yeah.